In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. God loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus rose for you. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit upon you. Oh yes, how we need the Holy Spirit. Go into the city and pray until you are clothed with power from on high. How we are in need of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Not many people talk about him. Not many people talk about him, you know? We talk about him at confirmation and on Pentecost, and then we put him in a box. The Holy Spirit is necessary for the preaching of the gospel. If the Holy Spirit is not present, nothing happens. How I need the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. It is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, how we need the Holy Spirit. How we need the great baptism of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus comes to us and unfolds for us his will and his power. I tell you, the baptism of the Spirit will make people minister in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know Jesus? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan must have to flee. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. You too, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus. I tell you, the Holy Spirit makes Jesus our contemporary, makes Jesus alive to us. Oh yes, that's why we need the Holy Spirit, so that Jesus would become alive to us. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? That you are in need of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "Let the person who thirsts come to me." Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit? Let the person who thirsts come to me. For out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. How we need those rivers. And wherever the river goes, it brings life, it brings health, it brings joy. I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. I cannot do these talks without the gift of the Spirit. I have been asking God for help in my food, and the Lord showed me that in the last 2 years, it was a grace that he gave me. It was a grace that he gave me. And today I ask him for that grace to eat the right food and to proclaim the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. I tell you, the preacher preaches the gospel even when he feels like he's eating sand. The preacher preaches the gospel, for he knows as often as he preaches the gospel, the Holy Spirit comes and touches people. Oh yes, today we're looking at Psalm 91 again, but what we want to do is put your name in it, like verse 1. Mary, who lives in the shelter of the Most High. You put your name there. Tom, who lives in the shelter of the Most High, who abide, Tom abides in the shadow of the Almighty. Tom will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. Oh yes, Tom's fortress, Tom's refuge, your refuge and your fortress, for he will deliver Tom from the snare of the fowler. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. This is God's word, Psalm 91, a word of protection, a word of protection. And from the death, deadly pestilence, he will deliver Tom. Tom will cover, God will cover Tom with his pinions, and under God's wings, Tom will find refuge. You will find refuge. Psalm 91. Oh yes, we put our name in the psalm because it's a psalm of protection for you and for me, especially during this time when people are getting sick all over. We need the protection of the blood of Jesus. We need the protection of Jesus Christ himself. God's faithfulness is a shield and buckler for Tom. Tom will not fear the terror of the night. You will not fear the terror of the night. Put your hand, your name in it. You, Kathy, shall not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. I tell you, you will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. You will not fear, you know why? Because the Lord is your protection. The Lord has given you his Holy Spirit. He is your protection. We are under the blood of Jesus. He is our protection. That precious blood. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, especially during these days. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. 1,000 may fall at Tom's side, at your side. Speak your name. Then 10,000 at Tom's right hand, but it will not come near Tom. Listen, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Why? Because Tom will only look with Tom's eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because Tom has made the Lord his refuge, the Most High his dwelling, no evil shall befall Tom. No evil shall befall you. Put your name there. No evil shall befall you. Oh yes, no evil. I tell you how we need to know that no evil will touch us. How we need to know. No evil shall befall Tom. No scourge come near Tom's tent, your tent. For the Lord will command his angels concerning you, concerning Tom, concerning Kathy, concerning you, to guard Tom, to God Kathy in all Tom's ways, in all Kathy's ways. On their hands they will bear you up. On their hands they will bear Tom up, so that Tom will not dash his foot against a stone. This is a psalm of protection. Psalm 91. How we need to eat Psalm 91. How we need to pray Psalm 91. How we need to proclaim Psalm 91. In these days especially, when people are getting sick, that God is our protection. That under his wings we find protection. Oh yes. Tom will tread on the lion and the adder. You will tread on the adder and the lion. The young lion and the serpent, Tom will trample under his foot. Amen. Put your name there. The young lion and the serpent, Kathy, will trample under her foot. Kathy, who loves me, Tom, who loves me, I will deliver him. I will protect those who know my name. I will protect Tom, who knows my name. When Tom calls to me, I will answer him. When Kathy calls to me, I will answer her. I will be with Tom in trouble. I will rescue Tom and honor Tom. With a long life, I will satisfy Tom and show Tom my salvation. I tell you, you've got to put yourself in there. I'm going to do it again, and I want you to put yourself in there. I'm going to say you are those, and you put your name there. You who live in the shadow of the Most High, I hope you put your name there, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, put your name there, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom, put your name there, I trust. For God will deliver, put your name there, you from the snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. We do not want to get near the fowler. He delivers us from the snare of the fowler. And he delivers you from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you, put your name there, with his pinions, and under his wings, you, put your name there, will find refuge. Under his wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness, the Lord's faithfulness, is a shield and a buckler. Put your name there. You will not fear the terror of the night. You. Put your name there. Put your name there. Or the arrow that flies by day. Or the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. Or the destruction that wastes at noonday. It shall not happen to you. Why? Because you have made the Lord your life, your habitation. Oh, yes. 1,000 may fall, put your name there, at your side. 1,000. 10,000 at, you put your name there, your right hand, but it will not come near, put your name there, you. It shall not come near you. 1,000 might fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but it shall not happen to you. Put your name there again. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Amen. Amen. God is into protecting his people. Because, put your name there, you have made the Lord your refuge. Put your name in the your. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High, put your name there, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall, put your name there, you. No evil shall befall you. No scourge come near your name, your tent. For the Lord will command his angels concerning, put your name there, you, to guard, put your name there, you, in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. On their hands they will bear you, put your name there, up, so that you, put your name there, will not dash your foot against a stone. This is the power of God. Psalm 91, Psalm of protection. And you know what? We need the protection of God during these days, especially. He says, these things will not come to you. Why? Because he is our shelter. He is our fortress. Under his wings we find refuge. Put your name there. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent, put your name there. You will trample under, put your name there, your foot. You who love me, put your name there. You who love me, I will deliver. Oh yes, you who love God, you who love Jesus, you who love the Holy Spirit, I will deliver. I will protect you who knows my name. Put your name there. I will protect Kathy who knows my name. When Kathy calls, when Tom calls to me, I will answer Tom. I will answer Kathy. I will answer you. I will be with them. You will be with them in trouble. You will be with Tom in trouble. You will be with Kathy in trouble. I will rescue Kathy, I will rescue Tom, and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy Tom, put your name there. With long life, I will satisfy them and show Tom my salvation. How we need to know the salvation of God. How we need to know the salvation of God. This is so important during these days. Psalm 91, read it, eat it, proclaim it, put your name in it. This is God's word to us during times of trouble. And we are in times of trouble, but you know what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do you know that today? Greater is Jesus that is in you than the one who is in the world. That's the devil. Greater is he that is in Kathy than he that is in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm reading Psalm 95. Psalm 95. Today, the priest opened his book and he read Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. O come, let Tom sing to the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let Tom make a joyful noise to the rock of his salvation. A joyful noise unto the Lord. A joyful noise unto the Lord. Let Tom come into the presence of God With thanksgiving, I thank you, Lord, for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that you've kept me in good health. I thank you, Lord, that you inspire me even when I don't feel inspired. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that he makes Jesus real to us. I thank you, Lord, for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Let Tom make a joyful noise to the Lord with songs of praise. Songs of praise. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in him, and be glad in him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. For the Lord is a great God, hallelujah, and a great King above all gods. There is no other God but the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In God's hands are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains belong also to God. The sea is God's, for God made the sea, and God made the dry land with his hands. He formed them. Put your name there. Mary, Kathy, oh come, let us worship and bow down. Bow down, bow your heads. Well, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Oh yes, those who can kneel, kneel before the Lord our Maker. He is not only our Maker, he is our Deliverer. He has cast out Satan from our midst. For he is Kathy's God. He is, put your name there, your God. And we, you, Kathy, are his people of his pasture. Bah! And the sheep of his hands. Bah! The sheep. I belong to Jesus. He is the good shepherd. I am the sheep. Oh, yes, the good shepherd gives me peace to proclaim the word of God. Oh, that today, Kathy, Tom, you would listen to his voice. Listen to his voice. Do not harden Kathy's heart, Tom's heart, as at Meribah, as on the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your ancestor tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. Oh yes, we have seen the works of the Lord. For 40 years I loathed that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not regard my ways. Therefore, in my anger, I swore they shall not enter into his rest. I tell you, we need to enter into the rest of the Lord. We need to enter into the power of the Lord. We need to enter into the grace of the Lord. I know it is by grace we are saved and not of works. We are saved by the blood of Jesus. We were saved at baptism, and we live that baptismal life out in the light of faith, how we need to live faith. I tell you, we all have been schooled in the school of unbelief. The Bible undoes that. The Bible undoes that. We need the scriptures to help us in all our ways. Now, what have you gained from today? Have you gained protection from Psalm 91? Have you gained praise from Psalm 95? Have you gained a song? Sing a new song to the Lord. A new song. Ha, ha, ha. ha. I sing a new song, ha, ha, ha. I sing a song, a new song, a song, a new song to my Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Today is the day that we celebrate the Annunciation of the angel Gabriel going to Mary saying, you shall conceive and bear a son. And Mary said, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.